It's Comedy Shoeshine.
I've recently entered the level of fat as a man where you have to wear a collared shirt.
It's not fun to suck dick at something. That's not... And furthermore...
Unless it's a dick sucking contest.
Yeah. No, even then, I don't want to suck dick at it.
Are there ventriloquists that aren't comedians? Are there serious ventriloquists?
It's time for a Comedy Shoe Shine.
With Sandra Thomas.
Listen up.
Hello and welcome to Comedy Shoe Shine, episode 212, Super Bowl special.
Yeah, we'll do like the Super Bowl and just not do anything interesting for 4 hours.
Yeah. That is kind of our show.
So every show is a Super Bowl special.
Yeah, the Super Bowl came to us, I guess. Like we were already doing that before it was cool, and then the Super Bowl did that, which is nothing.
God. I want to quit football, but there's no, I can't,
no,
like,
well, this,
I want to go to my coach and say, I fucking quit football, but I don't have a coach.
I'm hanging up there's my cleats. No, yeah.
And there's no more games, so there's no, I don't have any.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even, the Pro Bowl, or did they do that in the week off now? Week. Yeah, I forgot, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I want to actively quit NFL somehow right now, but there's nothing
you
I can
do. Can't do anything. Yeah. I guess we'll say, as a podcast, we officially don't recognize the Patriots' victory. I don't know. I was going to try to make some sort of...
Oh, they won, but...
Yeah, that's God. True.
I know I've bitched
they
about this.
They won fair and square and fucking boring, it seems like.
Yeah. I know no one listening to this really cares, but sports is pretty much my entire life. Everything I do is sports-related, my job and everything. And it's ruined. Everything is ruined. The fucking Warriors win everything.
Oh, yeah.
The Patriots win everything.
And yet you won't watch hockey, the only good sport.
Yeah, I just can't get into it. It's
so good. God, it's... I mean, I don't know... Yeah, I'm not saying... If you're not into it, you're not into it. But it's the best thing in the earth for me. It's the weirdest thing.
Yeah, I know that.
So good.
Yeah, I just can't...
Yeah, I didn't think about that. The stupid fucking Warriors. Well, I guess with the Lakers, are they the Lakers doing any good?
No chance.
Yeah, okay.
They're not even, no, there's no way. There's no chance. The Warriors are going to win easily again. It's so boring. Yeah. And then baseball, it's like my team just loses the World Series every year. So and I have to,
yeah.
I have to watch the Red Sox win like three of the last, they've won like two of the last five. And then it's the same fans that are Patriots fans.
Oh my God, I forgot.
So they
that.
Win the. They win a sports championship every 5 minutes, and my team loses every year in the championship.
At least God, the stupid fucking Bruins aren't winning. That's good.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's the only upside. Yeah,
just
no,
to
that
talk
sucks.
About hockey, it's for. I think it's because I didn't watch it at all as a kid. So like, there's no part of it that's missing for me besides the fact that I don't really know why any team wins or loses anything ever. But it doesn't have any prestige to me. Like the cup is the best.
That's so funny. I felt like that when I first started watching.
Yeah.
And
I could never.
Now, yeah.
Yeah. I've never been able to break through to that. Like, oh, cause I watched the Sharks a lot for several years and tried to get into it. And I liked it. I mean, we went to the game. I like it, but I just never, it never got to the importance of what baseball and football and basketball somehow is like the winning the championship or whatever. I just don't. I don't know what it is.
For me, it's the opposite because it's the only sport that's hard. Like in basketball, you just be the Warriors and then you win every year. So that's not hard. And in football, you just be the Patriots and you win every year. And that's not hard. Like it doesn't.
Yeah.
So it doesn't. Yeah. The
Super Bowl, winning the Super Bowl is not hard.
Yeah, I know. I wasn't really being serious, but like it doesn't. When the same team wins every year, it stops feeling like a thing, you know? Like it stops feeling like.
Yeah, well, I agree with that.
Yeah, so that's all I'm saying. I was making a joke that's not hard, but it starts feeling like, okay, this is fucking stupid if you can just win every year.
For me, that's the downfall of hockey is that it's so hard that I don't know why anybody is winning or. And I've played it at, you know, the lowest level that humans could play hockey. I know everything they're doing kind of and trying to do, and But like a goal, like some guy shoots from the point, it hits someone's arm and down, and then it's like
it's statistical. Weird. Like it's the better players give you more opportunities, and it's not a 1-to-1. Like basketball is basically 1-to-1. Like it's because of the the sample size, I guess. Like the best players, you do 100 fucking plays a game or whatever many it is or more. And because there's so many plays and the scoring, you know, there's so many units of scoring, statistically, the better teams just win every time. Like it's the odds. I don't know.
You know, one thing about hockey that you may disagree with, but I think there's like no clutchness. There's no game winning shot or pass or, you know, like it's kind of. Like, I'm not saying there aren't players that are clutch and that aren't.
I would say football's probably the best for that, I would think.
Maybe baseball.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I agree with that, actually. That's a good point. I mean, especially because you're thinking playoffs. It's not like there's, you know, a shootout where you get a penalty shot and it's going to be like a clutch set. I guess you get a breakaway or something, but that doesn't happen that often in the playoffs.
Weird because it is maybe the most... It doesn't look like it probably to the average viewer that it's finesse, that it's a game of finesse, but it totally is. Like, especially certain players, like passing and stuff like that is so intricate. Like how to get, you know, to get the puck in the right spot somebody is...
Yeah, it's just, for me, it's just every little play is brilliant. Like there's so many little fakes they do and little things. Like I just... So for me, on a granular fucking level, I'm looking at every single thing they're doing. And other sports, like, I don't, you know, especially baseball, I don't care about it. I just fucking can't. It's hard. I watch it, you know, because it's fun watching the Dodgers and cheering for them with you. But it's, like, hard to, it's too slow. Like, nothing happens for an hour, and then one thing happens.
But that's like any entertainment, like a movie. If you went to the movies and
the
like
movie's
an action,
on the whole time. They don't turn the movie off.
If it was
off
a car chase for 2 hours, you'd be like, all right, I need to have like the ups and downs. Hockey is nonstop, never ending, the same level all the time.
I guess
if you love it, I guess.
Nonstop, 100% great the whole time. I agree with you.
But doesn't that get old? Like, what is the high of that?
I mean, there's power plays. There's a little bit of ebb and flow. There's like you change lines, so you grab, but it's a lot shorter. Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, what the fuck was I gonna say? Oh, I thought it would be fitting. You know, my football memory. This is gonna be nuts to you because you know you're a bit older, but my football memory basically begins with the fucking bullshit Patriots beating the Rams.
Yeah.
And now it'll basically end with the bullshit Patriots beating the Rams because I was pretty serious when we were messaging and I was like, I don't care about the game. Like, I just don't, I came cause whatever, it's fun to come to your house and, you know, visit with your kids and hang out. But like, I didn't care about it cause it was obvious that the fucking stupid Patriots were gonna win the fucking stupid game.
Yeah.
And like, and even if they didn't, I don't know what's happened to me with football. I used to love it. God, I used to be dying for fantasy football and now I just don't care. It's everyone just dies. Like every good player just dies. They get 100 broken knees and then it's, you know, there's like 3 players left at the end and they're all Tom Brady and, you know, the Patriots. I will say the only redeeming thing about this, I guess, is that I guess Julian Edelman is pretty cool. Like his story is pretty cool, but I don't know. That's like
I think talking about prestige or whatever, that's the only thing that keeps it going for me is because the Super Bowl or whatever meant so much to me, not to me, you know what I mean? Like it feels, it's
yeah,
felt
when you
really
won your
important.
First, when you won your first ring,
I consider it one of my best achievements in life, winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
it's up there. It's just hanging on to that or like the fun we had with fantasy like 20 years ago. It's just I don't know how much longer it's going to last though. I really am going to cancel my DirecTV and all that crap next year.
Oh, I thought you already did.
Of that.
Yeah, I need to do that too.
I have YouTube TV and it's everything I would need and I'm
this is just a lengthy advertisement for YouTube. I wish we could get an advertiser in this fucking show. It would be Taco Bell. Well, speaking of, another component of the Super Bowl not being anything to me is just how bad the commercials are now. Like they're all the same nothing.
Is it just us or is it just us?
That's what I wanted. Listeners, chime in. Oh, Facebook group. You guys chime in. I will tell you this. There's exactly one commercial. Oh, wait. I don't even know if this was a Super Bowl commercial. Holy crap. I might have seen this after the Super Bowl. The one commercials that I fucking love, I was going to ask you if you like them too, is the Taco Bell fries commercials.
Yeah, they're really good.
They're so good. And yeah. I think you said the Taco Bell fries actually suck dick. Like, they're not even good.
I don't know that I've had them, honestly.
That's weird. I could swear you tried them and said they sucked, but whatever. Huh. That was like a year ago. Yeah. But anyway, it's so good. I just watched the one. It's the guy from, you know, it's Cyclops from X-Men. They're still doing that iteration.
I think of him as the guy from...
Westworld.
Westworld that I just don't want to watch ever. It's weird. I just quit that show after the first season.
Oh, wow.
I don't ever want to watch
yeah.
it again.
Yeah.
Well, it was so good for like two or three episodes, and then I'm like, fuck this.
Of the first season or of the second?
Fuck this. I think the first season.
Oh, well, the first season's pretty strong. I like the first season a lot.
But remember we talked about like the middle of it was kind of nothing.
Well, I would say, no, that my position on that was that the first episode was like the best thing I've ever seen in my life. Like the way it set everything up was so good. And then it was like, all right, it does drop off and I don't like a lot of the dialogue. It's kind of hacky. Yeah, I forgot about that. God, the first episode. If that was just all it was, that one first episode, oh my God. It would have been the best thing.
Yeah, it was such a cool premise. And
the way it set up, it was so great.
Yeah.
Anyway, but yeah, those commercials, they're so good. They're like a full, it's good commitment. Like it's good acting, good commitment, you know, like it's anyway, talk about fries.
Yeah. And I like, it doesn't make fun of it. It doesn't like at the end say like, oh, by the way, this was a joke. It makes you think like, is that a real movie? Like the whole time through.
Yeah. Every time.
So I'm like, whoa, what is this shitty movie?
Yeah. They just do a bunch of movie cliches, but they do them. They try hard and make it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like if it wasn't, that's when it's great for me is like if it weren't Taco Bell fries, like if you Photoshop that out, you would think it was a real movie trailer. That's when.
Yeah. It's well just as shitty as any other
exactly.
movie like that.
That's exactly what I mean.
No shittier. I mean, like it doesn't.
But was that a Super Bowl commercial?
Yeah,
or did I see that after?
I think those were before. I think I've
seen
it.
But there's a new version though, I thought.
Oh, I don't know.
Because there's been that concept for a while. Where it's like a fake movie thing. There's one that was super long and you didn't know. I think the first time they did those commercials, you didn't know what the fuck it was forever. And then it was like Taco Bell fries.
Did you hear about the whole thing? Maybe not everyone's talking about this, but I heard it a couple places about, you know, the Stella Artois or whatever.
The dude.
How the dude like completely sold out his character and like.
Yeah.
Yeah. God.
Anyway, yeah.
I don't really care that much.
But you know what? In retrospect, the funniest thing to me is. The dude, you know, probably made $100 billion for doing that commercial. And like, but he was an afterthought. Like the main thing was fucking what's her name from the show I don't watch. Parker. Like why? So that's a kind of.
Don't watch Sex in the City? Oh my God.
Adding insult to injury is like one of my favorite beloved characters of all time sells out and it doesn't even make top billing on the commercial. Like some other character I don't care about is the main point of it.
Yeah.
Weird.
One thing I was going to make fun of about that is like people, I don't know, maybe I'm making this up. Maybe there's not an outrage about it, but I did hear it a couple places of like, how could he sell out? And it's like, you realize it's a fucking movie, right? It's not real. So who cares?
Here,
does
I'll
it
tell
ruin
you how
the old
he's...
movie that we watched for 30 years?
I'll tell you how he sells out. He gets a check for $10 million to do 5 minutes of work. And he's like, yeah, okay, sure. I'll do that.
Well, I don't know, like, if he, I mean, I'm sure he made a lot of money, too, but the people who, you know, Coen brothers or whatever, they would have to, like, allow the character and all that stuff. They probably made as much money as anybody.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But who fucking cares? Like, who, if you're a person who's like, man, I'm pissed because the dude, Lebowski sold out, it's ruined. It's like, no, just go back and watch the movie.
Yeah.
It's the same movie. They didn't change. They didn't go back and edit the old movie and make him drink a Stella in that movie. It's fine.
Yeah. What what was I going to say? I agree. I think people were a little pissed because they made the announcement like, oh, the dude's coming back and everyone thought it was a sequel, which by the way, that would have been worse for me. I mean, it is the Coen brothers. They're like, they're one of one people that I would believe in making a sequel. Like they're the only people actually that I would think them and like Pixar 15 years ago, like Pixar made, you know, a couple sequels that were good. But like, I was relieved when I learned it wasn't a sequel. You don't need to make sequels to the best movies ever. Like just, it is what it is. I mean, would you make a sequel to The Godfather? No.
No.
Oh, wait.
Star Wars?
Yeah.
No.
Lord of the Rings? No, it's just the one movie where it stops weirdly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So people were mad, like they thought it was going to be a sequel and then it was a commercial. So, I mean, I guess if you thought that and you were looking forward to a sequel, then sure, that's maybe you'd be mad about it. But yeah, I don't care. But that's the thing. Like every commercial, here's what I'm wondering. So question for the discussion group. Is it just us or the commercial is just not good? Like there's nothing. I didn't even laugh, I don't think.
They don't feel like special commercials. No. Like you watch it, it's like, yeah, these are just normal. Like,
well, but the thing they did maybe 5 years ago was every commercial was too much that way. They were like, this is the Super Bowl commercial. And it was like massive production and it wasn't funny and it was overdone.
I like that. I think that should be.
Remember the one that ended with like a bunch of something dance, like some bears dancing? What the fuck was that? A couple of years ago?
Yeah, I don't know.
It just went on forever and then ended with like CGI, you know, like some like panda bear, I don't know, some crap like that. Koala, I don't know. Anyway,
it's
that
like a koala bear crapped in my mouth. Crapped a rainbow in my mouth.
That sucks. But like also I wonder, this is what I'm rooting for, and I don't know if it's true. What I'm rooting for is that they should all realize that this is probably a waste of fucking money. Like there's, yeah. I don't know if anyone studied this, but like there's no way Super Bowl ads could be worth the money that you pay for. I can't.
Yeah. You know? Is it like the Black Friday of advertising where you're just like, we'll blow a bunch of money for people for some reason. I don't know why it can't pay off.
It can't.
I don't know.
Especially when you're advertising stuff that everyone already knows about. Like how much... You know, like maybe if you're a brand no one's heard of and you like break through, maybe it's worth that.
Yeah, like with Stella, which is the worst beer I've ever had in my life.
It's not great.
Not Heineken. Heineken is the worst, and I would say Stella is the second worst I've ever had. At least
weird. I don't hate Stella that much. That's weird.
It's gross. It's really bad. At least they... they're not really like, you know, in the discussion a lot with like major beer type stuff. So, for them, it's like, all right, take a swing at it.
But like Bud Light doing all their fucking shit nonsense. Like, we all know that Bud Light is crap and it exists. Like, we all know. I don't know who are they getting through to. Is it just they have so much money, it's sort of a prestige thing? Like, they just have to? Maybe that's it.
Yeah, I wonder if they just worry about losing their, you know, if they just like,
actually
never advertise.
Semi-serious thought, like, what if it's like they didn't do a Super Bowl ad and then their shareholders meeting, they're like, the company must be going under. Like, we're literally, there's no fucking way. They have to do, you know? What if they're like, the stock price just tanks if you don't do a Super Bowl ad because everyone knows that you always do it or something? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It's very weird.
Yeah. So it sucked. That all sucked. Sam say has nothing today, so I think you know what that means. Book review podcast.
Oh my God.
No, dude, I gotta
hold
tell
on,
you.
I'll think of something.
Yeah. I gotta tell you about this book. No. You're gonna love it. I read the latest book I read was called Educated, a Memoir. And first thing about memoirs is it's funny that it's all supposedly nonfiction. Like it just someone's like, I'll write about my life. And then I was skeptical. I was like, all right, how good is this going to be? And then I read it and like, oh my God, I can't stop reading. It's the best thing ever. And then I'm like, does that mean they're a good writer? Or if you've just had an interesting life, like you've just, you know, the luck has gone a certain way that you were raised, in this example, raised by fucking nut jobs. So this book is about this. So it's written by... Oh crap! I don't remember her name. Actually, let me be professional here. Let me get the actual name of the author, Tara Westover. And she was raised by fucking nut jobs. And here's why you're gonna. Well, I don't know. You won't give a shit either way. But here's why this is interesting to talk about on the show, because her dad was insane. And so there's some times when it was like super uncomfortable and. Kind of reminded me of her dad a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
So her dad they're still alive, actually. Her parents are still alive. And her dad has bipolar, I think, or he is bipolar, whatever. And he's also insanely Mormon. So she was raised in like the fucking nothing Canyon, whatever, no people area of Idaho, which I guess is all of Idaho, I think. So she's raised in the middle of nowhere, Idaho, by a Mormon nut job who has bipolar disorder. And so she like, he like scraps junk for a living. Like he, you know, he thinks the Illuminati is like controlling everything, and he tries to, he's anti-government, and they didn't put half their kids in school. So like she grew up with not going to school. It's insane.
Huh.
The story is,
how did this person, wait, who is this person?
Just sorry, some person. It. Yeah, you're just doing,
oh, just some
subscribing
person.
Some magazines.
No, I just thought I missed that you said it was like a, you know, like a some,
it's just some
famous
person.
Person.
It's not a famous person. I mean, she's.
So how did that book become a thing that you would find? Like, it just said, oh, it's really interesting about an average person that.
Well, it's not an average person. So, I mean, I don't know how much spoilers matter in this case. Probably not at all. Because it's still just amazing to fucking read the book. But, she ended up, through just a lot of good luck, but also I think genetically the family's pretty smart, even though when you don't send your kids to fucking school, it ruins their lives, because they don't learn anything. But she somehow, fortunately, someone convinced her to try to go to BYU, you know, like the only Mormon acceptable school. But even that, cause the guy is so insane. The dad is so insane that like, he thinks the Illuminati run BYU and stuff, like, so it's not even Mormon enough for him.
Yeah.
But it's nuts. I highly recommend, but the things I was going to talk about is like, so her dad's insane. Like it's hard to describe, but what is amazing to me is, so, you know, cause we've talked about our family a lot on the show or here and there. And there's, so like, you know, horrible stuff happens. By the way, her brother is horribly abusive, like pretty violent with her and like injures her. And like, it's awful. And what really struck a chord with me and was kind of disturbing was this feeling. I don't know if you ever had this with dad at all, probably, where dad's an asshole, but you don't quite know it yet as a kid. But, and so if you're talking to other people about our dad, we'd always make excuses for it, or we'd, mm-hmm. or we just, you know, we'd just be like, yeah, this is how dads are, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
And like that feeling was really, really intense in a couple of these scenes of like her brother's being abusive, and all she's trying to do is like, make sure her boyfriend doesn't see it. You know, like it's not,
yeah,
she doesn't, there's no thought of like, oh, this is wrong and I need to fucking call the police. Like it's all about like, oh, I have to make this situation okay somehow, you know? And it was really, just really kind of, I don't know, intense reading at parts. But what's amazing is, so the parents are, the dad's more of an asshole than the mom, but they're kind of, you know, it's a team. Happened with us a little bit, which is, you know, the dad's a fucking asshole and the mom kind of makes excuses or facilitates it sometimes. And they don't, they look the other way on this, her brother, like just fucking abusing her. And they just don't, they won't believe it. And she keeps telling them, they're like, do you have evidence of it? And it's like, what do you, anyway, so that's frustrating. And what I wanted to talk about real quick was that despite all of this, despite how horrible the situation and all this stuff, she's still like, can't not see them. She's always like, it's hard to explain, but it's so different than our family. Our family is like, well, fuck that. We'll never talk to anybody. And who cares? Like we would.
Yeah.
And I guess it must just be because that's how our dad is. So it kind of shaped us that way. But yeah. She is like, well, I couldn't, it just thing after thing happens where her fucking dad is the worst. Like he's the absolute worst and her brother's the worst. And she's like, but I could never, you know, let go of them. I still have to, of course, see them. It just may, you know, and it's like, I'll never understand that. It's so weird for us. It's, and maybe part of it is if you don't get to go to fucking school, you have nobody else, I guess. Maybe that's it.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess, I don't know. I think like, don't our sisters still talk to our dad? Like,
yeah, they do.
They're not able to.
But I don't know. I still don't feel like they would, you know, there's some people, or maybe it's more people than not actually, that are just like, family is an important thing intrinsically. Like even if you hate your family and they suck, you still, just for the sake of family, need to be with them. And like, you or I don't know why, maybe not our sisters, I don't know, but for some reason we're not that way. Like if our family sucks, we would just not talk to them ever.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess most people, that's all they have, or they, I don't know.
You know, in remembering it, I'm thinking maybe it's actually because of two critical things. Maybe it's one, it's that our dad's an asshole, and so he just does that. Like he can't deal with any real conflict or recognizing his behavior. So the easy way out is to just not find some way to not talk to anybody again who, you know, he gets in like a fight with or something. And slash he always has to be the one. He would never be the one to reach out to anybody kind of thing. Cause like,
no,
he, whatever. And then also I'm remembering around a critical time of my life, I guess our mom had the fight with her brothers and they just never talked to each other again until I guess kinda now. I don't know.
She talks to one of our uncles she has been for a while. So the other uncles.
My upbringing is, oh, well, your family is assholes and then you don't talk to them. So maybe it's not such a mystery now that maybe that's why, like in both sides of the family. Yeah. But it was so funny. Yeah. It was like, okay, sure. After the first fucking horrible thing happens, you're like, oh, well, she should just leave and not ever talk to them again. But it's so weird to me to read the pained thinking, imaginings of the author being like, I think if they do this, I will just have to say that I can't live there anymore. And it's like, what? Just leave. Just go.
Yeah.
So weird.
It is weird. Yeah. I don't know if it's probably a bad thing overall, but I think our family, or at least you and I, are able to live with a very few friends or, you know, we can have like three people that we talk to in our entire life and that's enough.
Yeah.
A lot of people, maybe they have that, but it's not enough. Like they can't be alone in that way. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but I don't know.
Yeah.
It did take us a while though. It did take me. I tried to like spend more time or like care more about our dad until I was, I don't know, 26, 27. Like how old was she when she was saying all that stuff? I don't know.
Well, yeah. And the other thing I just realized, there's another small component to it, which is after she's been abused, you know, and they don't believe her and all this stuff. And like, she says something, I can't remember what. Oh, I remember what, because she tried to tell the family about the brother. And meanwhile, the brother had also abused like her siblings, you know, like her sister. And so like the sister was like going to help her out, you know, back her up. And they were going to say together, like, yeah, this guy, the fucking guy physically abused us. And then the other sister backs down because she's so scared of the family disowning her. And so like, then it becomes this threat where the family literally, like the mom and dad are like, we will, you know, like if you don't apologize and take back what you said about your brother, we're disowning you. And I'm just like, yeah, fine. Like, what the hell?
Either way, one way or another, disowning needs to happen.
Yeah, it's amazing. I can't even imagine, of all the things, like I actually can imagine, because her dad is semi-insane, the fact that she was brought up like having to work in a junkyard, not getting educated, like out on their own. You know, it's weirdly, we kind of lived in the country, you know, not off the grid or anything, but like, you know, there's nobody around. We grew up in a place that's kind of like that, you know, like nobody around kind of country area. Like all that I could almost imagine, except the part where the threat of the family disowning you if you don't take back the fact that you pointed out that, you know, the true accusations about your brother being the fucking worst. God. And then the other thing I have to say, and again, I'll try not to do specific spoilers, but they also don't believe in medicine. You know, they have a bullshit, you know, Mormon, it's not really directly Mormon, but the dad is so insane that he believes the wife, the mom can heal people with essential oils through the power of God or whatever. And the funny thing is, yeah, semi-spoiler, it turns out they have like a, over the course of the book and her life, they develop like a gigantic business of selling these bullshit essential oils. So like they ended up wealthy after all this. They were dirt poor, had nothing. Yeah, it's the worst. But anyway, the weird thing is there are people in this book who get horrifically injured and some die, some don't. I don't want to spoil anything. People don't die as easily as you'd think. Like, That's the weird thing. Like, they're, you know, they don't believe in medicine. And the asshole brother at a certain point, who's already, I think he already was abusive and then he gets worse. He like falls on his head from like 12 feet. And they're just like, and I'm thinking, okay, well, he's dead because they don't believe in hospitals. So they didn't do anything for like, you know, it was one of those head injuries where they thought he was fine. So they just, he's just like, all right, get back to work, you know, on the fucking weird scrap heap we're working on or whatever. And then like, he just starts acting weird because he's had a horrible head injury. And then he starts like attacking people and stuff. And it's, and like, they have to wrestle him to the ground and they slam his head again when they're trying to contain him. And so I'm like, okay, he's definitely dead. You know, like there's no way. But somebody else who's not the family calls the 911 or whatever because the family won't do it. And they take him to the hospital and he just lives. It's just like, it's, another thing happens too. Like crazy, awful accidents where you'd think people would just be dead, but somehow they just survive. It's weird. Sometimes nothing happens and someone dies. And then other times there's an explosion and they should be 100% dead and they're fine. It's the weirdest thing.
Explosion.
It's bizarre.
Yeah. I mean, I always think that when I see people living on the street, when I work downtown, I'd see a guy that like for years he was just drinking like soda, you know, like whatever out of trash cans. I'm like, it is amazing sometimes the human body's like, no, I'm not dying.
Yeah. I guess it has one job to do.
Yeah. Just live.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's cool.
Anyway, it's an amazing book.
I was going to say I heard about a book today when I was driving over here. Not at all like that, but there's some baseball book where a guy talked to like the 10 greatest pitchers of all time about their careers. And I was like, I could actually read that. I think I might try and read a book.
Yeah, dude.
Maybe I could graduate into actual books.
Get Audible. It's
Yeah. No, I don't. I'm more likely to actually read it than listen.
You think so? Oh, man.
Yeah, because I just don't.
You never have to like drive anywhere? Or...
Not really, unless we're playing Pokemon the entire time.
Okay.
That's the majority of my driving.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Anyway, after finishing this, I'll stop now, but it's highly worthwhile. After finishing this, because like I was saying, and like you were kind of saying, she's just a regular person, essentially. I mean, she's an incredible person because she figured out how to like teach herself everything and like go to college. And she ended up, she has like a PhD from like, I don't know, I forget, like Princeton or something. She went to, she went over to, what was it? I don't know. What would be the name of that school? You know, one of the England ones. I can't remember.
Oxford.
Oxford. Yeah, it might be Oxford. So she's amazing. But like after reading it, I'm thinking like, so are we friends now? Or, you know, like, because all I've done is read an intimate story about a regular person's life. Like I've taken 10, 12 hours of audiobook time where I'm just learning everything about this person's life.
Yeah.
And now it's like, well, then I want to keep up with her. Like, will she let me know? How's it going? You know, how's it going? You know, because she's my age, actually. So it's not like she's, you know, 100 and she wrote her last memoir and then like dies, you know, and so here I finished it and then she's and then dies.
Yeah.
It's like she's my age. So there's still more to the story. Is she going to release it? You know, it just feels like it feels weird that now the end of the relationship is I put down the book and it's over. You know, it should be. I know everything that she wrote in the book now. So
I just feel like not care about her reading that kind of thing or whatever.
I do. I do kind of care about it. Like, I hope it works out. You know, like, how's it going with the fucking insane dad? Is that, you know, I want to know. Yeah. It's weird. All right.
Yeah.
Educated, a memoir out, bookstores ever. Yeah, just buy it. It's good.
So that's not a sponsor. Again, not a sponsor.
No, we're not getting. My philosophy is to try to advertise for stuff for free at first, and then, you know.
Oh, yeah. I have nothing. This is the most nothing thing ever, but I guess it's been a long time since I've seen one. And after we were playing Pokemon all day yesterday, we were driving home, and there was these. Right now, there's this weird weather going on where there's downpours of like hurricane proportions and then it's clear.
Yeah.
And we were driving home and on the freeway back up to where I live and had the kids or whatever. And the out in the over the freeway in front of my windshield was a fucking epic rainbow. yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Rainbows are the most insane thing ever. It's the weirdest thing to have like a magical multicolored
yeah.
thing in the sky. It's so weird. If someone said like, this is what my thought was like, hey, you know, like somehow people found like this government stuff or something where they're like, rainbows are not real. Like it's a guy who somehow, he just flashes this fake, like totally artificial light screen. Somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah. In the sky. And like, we just fooled you guys for the last forever. Actually, there's no way that there's actually rainbows. Dude, it's like a gigantic, I don't know how to, I don't know. I've Majesty. Seen 1,000 rainbows and I've never felt, and I wasn't high, I don't think, or anything, but I was thinking, it's just out of place when you're in the city, like when you live in the city and it's just like fucking mud, dirt, building, like brown, gray building, you know, I mean, there's some nice buildings, but you know, like everything looks kind of, you know, you get some trees if you're lucky, like every once in a while. Yeah. That's the extent of like nature's beauty in the city. And then over this cold, like a disgusting freeway, there's this magical multicolored arch of light. It's so weird.
It is weird.
Anyway, it really struck me as like, that's not real. There's no way.
Yeah, driving up to your house for the super boring was some of the most annoying driving ever because it was simultaneously raining and the sun was in my eyes. It was the weirdest thing. We've got some weather that's, you can't decide what it's doing. Like it's not. Not raining. It's raining, but also there's no cloud. Like the clouds are all in one spot in the sky somehow, and the sun is still out. Because like everyone was kicking up the water, you know, in their tires, and the sun was out. So like it was refracting.
Kicking up.
Yeah.
Like they're running. All the cars are running up the freeway.
Yeah, exactly. And it was really annoying. Actually, just wanted to report that.
Yeah, that's
very
good.
Annoying.
The other thing I was going to say, I got a lot of rainbow
related
material that we're going to have to, of all the like stupid, myth, I don't know what is it? A myth, a legend or whatever. Is the fact that like a leprechaun is at the end of the rainbow with gold that unbelievable? Like after you see a rainbow, you know, like I wouldn't feel bad if someone was like, I actually believe that because like, how could there be a rainbow? Like,
yeah.
Why wouldn't there be a thing, anything at the end of it with gold? Like it should be. That sort of makes sense.
So like, are there two then? Like, is a rainbow form when two leprechauns get together? Yeah. Like, hey, you go over there. Yeah. No, keep going. It's going to be several hundred miles probably. And then like, we'll both open our pot of gold at the same time.
Yeah.
That's when a rainbow is formed.
It's sort of believable. I mean, compared to like, you know, the Loch Ness Monster or Bigfoot. Yeah. I would put the leprechaun having a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow at the top of possible things. Because you already have the rainbow. That's the great thing. Like I guess Loch Ness Monster, you got like
the lake,
you know.
Yeah.
You have a lake and then you have like a blurry picture of a snake head or whatever. And then you got like footprints.
Fake.
You got the footprints, but the evidence to start with that thing is like a rainbow, and it actually is in the sky, and it's magical. And you're like, well.
And we know that there are leprechauns, so.
And there's leprechauns, and there's gold. Like, those are all real.
Those are all real
leprechauns,
things.
Gold, rainbows.
Just put them together.
Just put two and two leprechauns together. Makes sense.
Oh, man.
Anyway.
Crazy.
It probably doesn't work in America as much as like Ireland because you already have
or is that gonna be
yeah,
or is that gonna be one of those things where like, you know, Mexicans don't celebrate Cinco de Mayo that much, you know, like the Americans are really into the leprechaun legends.
I think it's weird because like I think
they just have leprechauns carrying bags of gold just walking around. So yeah. They don't need an excuse.
Not that much of a stretch that they just set up next to a rainbow.
No, I'm saying like they don't even need the special part. Like they're already there. You know, no one's like, oh, there's a leprechaun. Like, yeah, there's fucking leprechauns everywhere. That's how it works here.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. Here it would be like refugee leprechauns that came to America.
Yeah, seeking a better life. They seem to have gold. I don't know.
They keep getting it stolen in Ireland, maybe.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I don't know. Anyways, it's a sight to see. And you don't see them that often. They're not, like, you never know. You could. Yeah. I was not expecting to see a gigantic. It was a good one. It was a really clear, like, you know, spectrum of all the different colors. It was amazing.
Did it have Roy G and Biv?
Yeah, Roy G and Biv. Yep, crazy. All of them. Every single one of them.
Yep. All right, let's see if I read any more books. Dude,
could you read a book on air?
Yeah. I forgot to do this one. I went to the Kings game with our friends the other day, maybe a year ago. God, when was that? Like a month ago now? It was a while ago. They played... Remember, who did I say they played? Like the best team that nobody cares about?
Oh, yeah. Who was Denver? It? Not the Nuggets? Yeah, yes. The Nuggets.
I think it was Denver. And God, it was so funny. So this is, you know, this is the new Sacramento arena. So it's fun. Like it's a new arena, good venue. You know, it's fun to go to. It's not like the shitty old one there was. And so I just go, even though I don't care about basketball, like I'll go if our friends are going, cause it's fun and you know, hang out and I can get into any sport if I want to. So it was cool. And the Kings are like not the worst now. Finally, they're like kind of a little bit better than the worst, right?
No, they're good. They're like they're three good. Games.
Wow.
Well, in the West, they're in ninth place.
I thought I read that this was the first time they've been above 500 in February or some shit for like ever.
Yes.
But above 500.
That's how much better they are than they've been for 15 years. They're pretty good.
But like above 500 is still not that great, right?
If you're just well, like barely... in the West, like it's impossible. Oh, every team is good. If they were in the East, they'd be like a... I don't know for sure, but I'm guessing like fourth, fifth, sixth seed in the East.
Oh, okay.
Basketball's really unbalanced with the East and West.
Stupid. Anyway, it is the best because, well, okay, first a complaint. And I want to know, this is one where I want to, you know, we have a giant network of shoosh researchers. Hmm. I want to know, somebody research this. I have a theory that, and I have no idea if you'll back me up or have any feelings on this. Some fucking big shot at the hot dog company some asshole decided to buy up. This is just a theory. I'm totally making this up, but I think it happened. They decided to buy up all the, they have a contract with every fucking arena ever for the soft serve. And they have a particular, either it's A, it's either the cheapest way to make soft serve possible, or B, they just like it this way. And all soft serve in every arena I've ever gone to now is fucking garbage. It's the worst. It's like kind of buttery, but not in a good way. And it's awful. Like I bought, you know, we were like, oh, well, we're here. Let's fucking, we'll get some soft serve. And half the time, Lydia's pregnant. She wants ice cream all the time. She never gets it. So we're like, oh, we'll get a soft serve. I got it. And I was like, this is inedible. It's not anything. It's so disgusting. And the same thing is true at the Sharks Arena. It's not real. Like, it's not, I don't know what it is. It's so gross.
That's what's weird about, I mean, this is probably what you're going to say, but you're already going to the lowest form of ice cream. Like, you're basically saying, we have ice cream, but it's not, it's the worst, cheapest product, cheapest way to make something that resembles ice cream.
Yeah.
But you could do that, like, okay, and it would still be really cheap.
It could be a guilty pleasure. Like, it's just a soup, you know, really sweet. It just tastes like crap. Like, I can't even describe it. It's inedible. And I love ice cream. I will eat any ice cream all day forever. This is crap. I don't know what it is. Something happened. It's everywhere now.
That's true, because I can't remember the last time I had a good soft serve.
Besides, I guess McDonald's. Yeah, McDonald's is still good. That if they ever come for the McDonald's, that'll be the end of it.
You know, it's made from like whipped oil.
I don't care. Whatever.
Yeah, I know. Just
whatever it is what it's made from. You know, it's delicious McDonald's soft serve. could be whipped.
It's just amazing that they can do that.
Goat like, shit. I don't know how they. Yeah, no, it's amazing. But so that's A. It's disgusting. I'm never trying that again. They fooled me twice, and that's it. I'm not fooled again. The other thing, okay, so this was the best. They have a thing at the Kings game thingy where it's I guess it's a Jack in the Box promotion where where if the other team gets to shoot free throws and they miss both. Yeah. Then it's free Jumbo Jacks or something for everybody or something like that. And another thing that I wanted to say was the yelly guy, and you know what I'm talking about, the yelly guy, the announcer guy, not a normal yelly guy, not whistling guy, but like, you know how arenas, they have to have an announcer, and it's one of two things. It's either a super formal, like, or it's guy who sounds great yelling.
You know, the hype man.
Yeah, like, that's one thing I'm not. I have no yelly voice.
Yeah, I don't have it either.
Yeah, how do they do it? I don't know how they do it. Somehow, when they yell, like, it sounds fucking awesome. They're just pumped for whatever they're yelling about. And the Kings have an awesome yelly guy. Like, he's just, he's top notch. He really does. Like, he makes, when somebody does, you know, he announces the, you know, when the Kings score, and you're like, fucking, that was awesome. Yeah. So pair those two things together. And every time the other team misses the first free throw, because you know, you got to miss both for the Jumbo Jacks, he does in his amazing hype man yelly voice, "Oh, Jumbo Jacks are in play, everybody!" Like, just awesome announcement. And then everyone fucking loses their shit. Like, oh my God, Jumbo Jacks are in play. Like, we've got, it's fucking Jumbo Jack time. And so you're all rooting, like, you're cheering, you're just losing your mind. Because you want this guy to miss his second free throw. It was the funniest thing. Like, I laughed every time. Like, just Jumbo Jacks are in play. You're like, oh my God, fucking Jumbo Jacks are in play. I forgot. And like, it got really good because, so it never happened. Somehow they always make the fucking second free throw. They're in cahoots, I think. Big Jumbo Jack / the NBA. No, also it's just they're good at shooting. But what happened was the Kings were playing really well. I think this is something they've done a lot this season, which is they blow the other team out of the water for half the game, and then they stop playing or something. They can't.
Yeah,
score.
That happened that game. I remember that.
Yeah, they were way ahead. They were ahead by like a million.
They're a young team. Yeah, that's why.
And the other team just came back. And so, like, it was pretty annoying and depressing because the Kings almost made a crazy three toward the end to kind of put them like, oh, maybe, you know, the weird basketball never-ending end of the game. Or maybe they'll somehow.
Yeah, it sucks.
It's terrible. So, and then what happened was the other team made a bullshit three. Like, they just shot a three from half court with the dumbest thing to do in that circumstance. And they made it. And it was like, all right, well, this fucking game. Everybody, collectively, that was the moment the whole arena was like, well, fuck this. And then after that, like, we all hang out because I'm never going to leave a game early. Like, I came here. I'm going to fucking see the whole thing. Yeah. And so, like, you know, it was garbage time, nothing happening. We already lost. And there was a foul. And then the guy missed the first free throw. And I was like, oh my God, hold on, everybody. Come back in the arena. Because the guy's like, fuck, Jumbo Jacks are in play. And I was like, this is going to be the only, I don't even want a Jumbo Jack. It's just fucking awesome. And it was, I was thinking, like, this will be the one redeeming thing. The Kings almost, you know, were ahead against the best team in the East or West or whatever the fuck. What are they? What? Anyway, you said they had like the best record somewhere. I don't know. And they're going to lose.
Oh, yeah. They were the number one team. This is before the Warriors won every game in a row for the last month.
Yeah, it's been a month. And they were going to win. And then they're like, they're gone. And then they came back again. So it was up and down. But I was like, all right, they lost. But Jumbo Jacks are in fucking play, everybody. And of course, he had to make that second free throw. It was the worst. But it was just such a comical situation of like, the game's over. We're fucked. Like, everybody's pissed. But the guy's like, hold on, you know. Jumbo Jacks are in play. God, it was the best. It was fun. I'd go again, even though I don't care. It's good.
Just
time.
For the Jumbo Jacks?
Just for the
I wouldn't even turn the atmosphere. In for Jumbo Jack.
No, way. I wouldn't. Obviously, I wouldn't either. I'd probably go accidentally and just buy a Jumbo Jack. You know, like, I wouldn't even. Or I'd go, I'd buy something else. Like that.
That's why they do it. Yeah, because you're not just getting the Jumbo Jack.
Yeah.
If a person wins a free Jumbo Jack and goes to Jack in the Box and just gets that and leaves, they're the worst person.
I think that's against Jumbo Jack code. Like, against.
You made me think of something. How much time do we have?
No time, but.
Oh, yeah.
That's fine. We'll do a little extra for everybody, and then I know you have to go. So, one last thing.
Yeah. So, when you said you don't have a good yelling voice, I realized that early on that, like, I can't, when I'm really mad, I can't yell. Like, I don't have the, you know, like the scary yelling voice that like some parents have where it's just like, oh my God, he's mad.
No,
like,
you I just try get to, super passive aggressive.
Yeah. But sometimes I have to kind of yell at the kids because like they just don't respond to like anything. So I'll have to like be like, okay, now I have to get, like, you have to let them know, like, now I'm really serious about whatever this is, even though I've told you.
It doesn't work. Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing comes out, like, it's not louder. It's like I go to do a loud thing and, like, nothing happens. It's just like a, okay, like, it's a little bit louder, but I can't do the yelling. The scary dad yelling is pretty effective. I don't have it, though.
Yeah. We'll see. I've had to, you know, yell at when Phoebe was going to go, like, jump off a cliff or something. I'd go, like, don't do, you know, like, try to stop her. And for a while, I don't know if it's because they haven't been, you know, like, they don't know yet. But somehow, you would think yelling would be the first thing that would, that humans would just know, like, oh, that's bad, you know? Yeah. They don't even give a shit. Like, they're like, really? When they're one or whatever, yeah, you yell at them, they're like, ha, that's funny.
You're not yelling loud enough.
No, they don't know. They don't understand. Like, she's just starting to get when we're mad at her now. But for a while, I don't think they get it. Like, they just think, you know, because everything's a fucking weird-ass noise when you're one. What do you know? Yeah. You know, it's weird.
True.
But now she's, man, it's so, God, Phoebe's best. She's still, she knows now, she does a thing. Did your kids do this where the minute we're mad at her, she hugs us? It's the best. God, no, it's so funny. So.
That's good.
Because she still, she like knows she's doing stuff wrong, but she can't quite stop herself sometimes. She still bites our clothes for no reason. Like, she has a biting problem.
Yeah.
And, but sometimes she's just playing and she's like, you know, like doing a little play thing. And I'll be like, no, don't do, you know, like, don't bite. And she instantly like collapses into me and hugs me. Just because, like, her, she knows, like, oh, Dada likes this, so I'll just instantly do this. Yeah, just
figure out what works.
God, it's
that's
so
what
cute.
They do even now. They know, like I said, the key thing is that they don't have, it's adults, we have so many things to think about going on, worrying about, so much past thing. Like, there's too much going on in our minds of all these different things.
Yeah, I got my book to talk about. Yeah. I got my
kids have nothing going on in their mind. They're so simple.
Well, they're like a prisoner whose one goal is to escape. That's all it is. Like, their one goal is get candy or have fun somehow. Like, that's the one.
Yeah, that's two pretty things. Close.
Yeah.
Candy or video game or, you know, watching TV or whatever.
God, I'm just thinking about that yesterday. Like, remember when all that mattered was how do we play our Super Nintendo? You know, like, how do we get mom to let us do that again? That's all that mattered.
Yep.
Only and, goal in life.
Everything they do is related to just that. They're super selfish, you know, for the most part, because they don't have enough of a conscience yet, really, to... It makes sense. Like, they're just little animals that are like, I want what makes me feel good, and that's it. And that's all they do. And it's just a constant battle of, like, are they going to be horrible people because of this, or is it just that they're little and I need to keep on... Because you're... At a certain point, you're just telling them to not do a billion things all the time. Like, it's hard to have things where you're like, good job, you did that right, or you did that right. Or when they do, it's like, that's what you're supposed to do. So I'm not going to praise you for, like, the stuff that you know you're supposed to do. It's hard.
All right. Well, a little bonus extra for everybody. Thanks so much for listening. Hop on over to patreon.com/shoeshine, support the show. Get the bonus content we do. And, of course, go to... groups, what is it? Facebook.com/groups/weaselstronghold. I really want to hear, you know, the research team's take on all this. I don't remember what, but I had some questions. Like,
what was that?
Yeah. Something about the commercials. Do they suck or is it just us?
Yeah.
And something. I don't know.
Is there a good commercial? I don't know.
Nah, yeah. There was like, no, I don't remember it. There's nothing remotely funny. I think there's one thing I chuckled at, but that was one thing. And we watched the whole fucking game. We skipped the shitty halftime show. So don't. If you have any comments about that, like that's when the good commercial was, let me know. I'll go watch it. But yeah. Anyway. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. See you next week.
This has been a Comedy Shoeshine. Find us online at comedyshoeshine.com or like us on facebook.com/comedyshoeshine. Definitely follow us on Twitter @comedyshoeshine. And most importantly, help keep the podcast going at patreon.com/shoeshine.
Now enjoy the rest of this badass song.